get it right eventually. It's fine. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Good day, everyone. My name's Anna.
And I'm Kirsten.
And you're listening to the Cover to Cover podcast.
Oh, I said podcast.
Oh.
Bookcast.
It's a bookcast.
It's the same
thing. It's a podcast.
Book.
Yeah. It's both.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be talking about trigger warnings.
Yes.
We're going to be getting into it.
There will be trigger warnings.
Yeah. So, trigger warning, there's going to be trigger warnings in this episode. We're going to be talking about whether books need to have them.
What like, books need them,
what
maybe?
What books need them, and, like, what kind, how up? Intense things need to be for them to be included. Mm-hmm. Like, where is the line?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't take very many notes on this week, but I made a point to go through Reddit and look for some posts talking about trigger warnings, and we're just going to talk for a bit about them.
Yeah.
And see what pops up and see what happens. So the first thing that I want to talk about is just including trigger warnings in general. So the title is Including Trigger Warnings. A somewhat lively debate began between my critique partners and I about whether or not we should be including trigger warnings in books that contain potentially emotionally harmful scenes. It came about after I said in our chat that I was proud about the accidental overdose scene I had just finished writing. One asked if I would be including a trigger warning. My thought was always no, because I write thrillers and suspense novels, and it seems odd to provide a trigger warning for one potentially damaging thing, but not the host of others that the book includes. I got a bit of a lecture, and it left me feeling a bit sour, so I thought I would come here and ask a wilder audience, do you think books need to come with trigger warnings? Do certain genres need to include them, but others can omit them? Do you use them or think they are a necessity these days? I just don't know.
Personally, I never look at trigger warnings, but I feel like some people do benefit from looking at trigger warnings because some things can be like emotionally harmful.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. So I think including trigger warnings when you're writing a book is good.
I think it's fair.
And then the reader can determine whether or not they want to look at the trigger warnings or not.
Absolutely. I was about to say that. I'm like, I personally don't look at the trigger warnings even if they're included.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not much that can deter me from reading a book. Mm-hmm. And if for some reason I read something and I was like, oh, I don't like that, I would just put the book down and not read it. Which has never happened to me. I will say that up front.
Yeah,
I've never put down a book for something that's happened because that's how the author wanted to write it, and it adds to the plot. But I do think, for me personally, the reason why I don't read trigger warnings is because I do feel like they spoil the book.
Mm-hmm.
I think they, especially, I mean, for the thriller, suspense-type novels, it's bound to have some killing, some gore in it, you know? Like, it's trigger warning. There's going to be gore and blood. I already know that. I go into books expecting that. Now, things like romance, there are a lot of trigger warnings you can put on romance books because there's things like non-con and, like, I don't know, just things like that. And,
non-con.
Like, underage.
What's non-con?
Non-consensual.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So like,
I do think the genre does make a difference. Like, if I am looking at books at a bookstore, for example, and I'm looking at, like, the adult thriller section, I know that these books are going to have, like, adult themes. But I know if I go look at the YA thriller section, I know they're going to be a little milder. Like, Natasha Preston, her books are pretty mild in the thriller aspect. But then you go look at, you know, more adult books, and you know they're going to be more graphic.
Yeah.
Same with romance.
Absolutely.
If you go look at romance books in the adult section, you know they're going to be more graphic versus YA, young adult. It's not going to be as graphic. But I do think some things like sexual assault or things like that should have a trigger warning.
Yeah.
But I think that some are a little unnecessary.
Yeah. Like, there's a comment on this post that actually hits my point pretty well. It says, unless your marketing really misrepresents your plot, you should be fine. Thrillers and crime novels often touch on some sensitive topics, so readers should be expecting that.
Right.
Those who are trying to avoid certain topics will be on high alert and might even scour reviews for spoilers to help them make an informed choice to read your book.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are websites that have, like, trigger warnings posted mm-hmm. about books and will give you, like, a rough overview to, like, base your decision on whether you're going to read it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I stay away from those sites because I don't want to be spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
I hate being spoiled on things.
I never look at reviews before I read a book.
Me neither.
I'll watch reviews on TikTok or whatever, but I'll never like go looking, reading through reviews.
Or ratings.
I don't even look at ratings.
If I see a video of something that I haven't read yet,
mm-hmm.
I will skip it on TikTok. Like the video you did a while back over ACOTAR. I think it was ACOWAR, and there was an audio.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized pretty quickly, because I heard a name I recognized.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm skipping this. I have to skip this because I'm in the middle of reading the ACOTAR series, and I don't want to be spoiled.
Yeah, and I've done that with your videos for the Shatter Me series and Legendborn.
Yeah.
I'll, like it and just, like, scroll. Because I don't want to spoil myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's move on to another one. It's Me TK writes, we're doing trigger warnings in books now. Twice in a couple days, I have come across a book with a trigger warning at the front. Once was a book of poetry that had a trigger warning in its first page saying there are discussions of abuse inside. But the worst was another book that had a reader advisory on the first page warning that this book includes a mention of pandemics and infectious disease, as well as a website to go to with a full list of triggers in the book. But the fact that the author felt that historic pandemic in his novel necessitated a warning really made me roll my eyes. And of course, the book was dedicated to essential workers. Is this the world we want? If strong content is a concern, wouldn't a warning on the cover be more sensible and sufficient? If I were someone who cared about these triggers, I might have already bought the thing before I found the warning. But are we so weak we need to be warned that this novel includes a pandemic? Do we really need or want trigger warnings at the front of books to be a thing? I don't. Maybe you do. Discuss.
I agree. I don't think putting them in the books is necessary.
Wow.
And if you are someone who thinks, you know, a certain subject might trigger you, then you can look up, you know, trigger warnings for that specific book. And if they're pretty easy to find, and, you know, like things like pandemic, mm-hmm. like that's unnecessary.
That was so unnecessary.
For me,
we live in
personally,
it. We're living
for a
in
trigger
it.
Warning. Like, I don't.
How? What,
I don't know.
What triggers you about it?
What do you mean?
No. I'm not saying you specifically. I'm saying, like, what about the pandemic is triggering?
Yeah. I really don't know. I don't understand.
It's
just a thing. Like it's just
like obviously it triggers me in a way that's like annoying.
Yeah. But it's like, not like wouldn't deter
we've
me.
Lived.
Yeah.
We have made it through.
Like there's some things where I could see people would be triggered by it. Like, you know, assault.
Or maybe they're coming from blood. The point of like, yes, this is a pandemic novel if you don't like that type of genre, then skip, but
not as a trigger warning, though.
But that
you know?
Shouldn't be like a trigger warning.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. But there is a huge comment on here. It's super long, but I'm going to read it because it seems like they get pretty into it.
Okay.
Orion Scattered answers, that's kind of the idea of trigger warnings. Most things aren't triggering to many people, but most things are triggering to some people. Many people deal with PTSD, anxiety, depression, disassociation, eating disorders, self-harm, suicidal thoughts, etc., etc. Or in this case, pandemic. Imagine someone whose young, healthy fiance just passed away from COVID, plus they've lost their job due to COVID, had to move back in with their parents across the country and away from their friends because of that, and now are dealing with grief, depression, etc. from it. It's severe. They want to give up on life and have suicidal thoughts. But let's say they're a reader and want to use a book for escapism for a few hours just to get away from the pain. This book having a pandemic trigger warning means this person doesn't have to waste money on and start reading a book and then partway through be reminded of what they're trying to escape from. It's especially important in books because when we read books, we open ourselves up to the characters, events, emotions, etc. So a lot of etc. going on. We go to a point of vulnerability. Imagine that in this book, the main character has a fiance, and a few hundred pages in, the fiance dies from a pandemic. This person reading this book, who has just opened up their heart to the story, could be crushed by this. It could start a spiral into worse depression, or even self-harm or suicide. Or maybe it would be cathartic for them because of the resolution of the story after that event. Putting a trigger warning at the front lets the reader or customer decide. Yes, my example seems far-fetched, ridiculous, but imagine 100,000 people buy this book. Do you really think it's that far-fetched for a single person out of that 100,000 to fit this kind of description? If there is, then the trigger warning has served its purpose. The other 99,999 people can roll their eyes or whatever, but the presence of the trigger warning causes them no harm. The lack of a trigger warning can cause harm. It's not about a generation being weak or nonsense like that. It's not about being offended. It's for the relatively few people severely struggling, barely holding it together. It seems like this person's barely holding it together, to be honest.
They're very triggered by this.
I'm not done. Trigger warnings can save so much harm and literally even lives, so please consider it from this point of view. One last thing, I'll compare it to seizure warnings. The overwhelming majority of folks don't experience seizures when exposed to quickly flashing lights, but folks with certain disorders do. The presence of these warnings prevent harm for these few folks and causes no harm to the rest of us. Think of trigger warnings like that. Really underlines that it's about pain because of a particular disorder, not about offending folks, and that it causes the rest of us no harm or inconvenience at all. Imagine how silly and inconsiderate you'd sound if you were arguing that seizure warnings be removed. Same situation. It's a lot.
Interesting.
That was a lot to consume.
Okay, so first of all, I don't want to say this person is wrong because everybody can have their
opinion.
There
was a lot.
Everybody can have their opinion. I'm not going to say you're wrong.
Yeah.
But I am going to say, they mention, you know, this person who's depressed and stuff because of COVID goes and buys a book.
I'm like, are you
not gonna read? Are you not gonna read the description of the book before you buy it?
It sounded like they were talking about the same thing that we were talking about before I read this comment about, like, it shouldn't be a trigger warning. Maybe you should just read the summary on the back of the book.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know?
It doesn't have to be, things like that, you know, don't need to be specific. But if you, most of the time, if you read the description of the book, you can kind of judge
right.
what the book is going to be about.
Which is what someone, the other comment was saying from that other post, that if you market your book correctly,
right.
then there shouldn't be any huge surprises like that.
Yeah.
That it should be self-explanatory, that it should be, you can kind of look at it and be like, oh, this is not a book I want to read, or mm-hmm. maybe it is. Now, pandemic is a bad example, because I don't think that should be a trigger warning, but there are things where, like, when we were talking about seizure warnings, like, I definitely agree with that. Like, mm-hmm. I think seizure warnings are so important
mm-hmm. yeah,
because of the few. And I was like, so that puts into perspective trigger warnings for me. I'm like, the few people that do have PTSD mm-hmm. in certain situations, like, I totally understand that. And I've always believed that. This isn't like changing my opinion, but it is, it worded it in a really well,
yeah, put a really good way. Yeah, kind of a different perspective.
Yeah. And so I do understand that, but the whole pandemic point, she did, or they really did go on and on and on about the pandemic. And I
yeah.
was like, you must be one of the people that has PTSD from this pandemic, because you really feel strongly
yeah.
about it.
Yeah. I guess what I got from that whole comment was this person is saying that trigger warnings of all kind, including pandemic, are actually absolutely 100% necessary.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I disagree.
I'm just like, where do we draw the line? Like, when do trigger warnings become, like, if you read the trigger warnings, you've basically read the entire book?
Like there are some, like, I'm going to mention Haunting Adeline. Mm-hmm. I haven't read the book, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of people who say, you know, look up trigger warnings because, you know, there is stalking
yep.
in that book, and that's a trigger warning for some people. And I'm like, okay. Well, that kind of ruins part of the book now, because now I know that, like, somebody in the book is going to be, that's like a big part of the book.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't want to look at trigger warnings because it does kind of give things away. Okay. I looked up ACOTAR trigger warnings just to see.
I would love to know what's written
on that. Just to see, okay?
I'm actually, that intrigues
me. These are interesting.
What is it?
Violence, confinement, sure. Control, domination, rape, date rape, sexual assault, psychological, emotional abuse, and death.
I'm sorry. Where? Oh, I guess with Ianthe and Lucian. No, it's not Lucian. Is it Lucian?
I don't remember.
There's a side plot in that where...
insignificant it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's significant.
I mean, it could trigger someone, I guess. But it's really not implicit or explicit.
And it happens for, like, 2 seconds.
There's not even a scene. They just talk about it.
Because Farrah just punches her in the face and that's, like, it.
Yeah, they just talk about it. Like, I think she walks in on the beginning. Like, literally, Ianthe is just cornering someone. And then she stops it. Oh, yeah, because Ianthe is pushing Lucian, like, against a tree or something. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm gonna fuck you. Oh, man.
I just want to see, like,
do The Lost.
Okay.
I mean, it probably does have trigger warnings, but I would love to see what it is.
Probably.
Confinement is definitely in that one.
I'm trying to find one that has trigger warnings that are, like, not necessary. You know?
Yeah, well, it's hard to find that with some of the books I've read.
The Lost.
I mean, Heartstopper.
Character death. That's one that I thought of. I'm going to do that one next.
Okay.
Character death on page. Animal death on page. Animal death. In The Lost? I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
Some blood, gore, abduction, fire, guns, severe injury, ableism, gaslighting, threats.
Ableism? When is that?
I don't know.
Talked about.
Heartstopper. I don't know what I did. Book.
Have you watched that yet, by the way?
I have not.
Oh my gosh, we need to set up a time to watch it.
I'm just gonna look at volume one.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely sexual assault.
It just says eating disorder and self-harm.
Oh, well, those are the obvious. But sexual assault is for sure, because you know, what's his name? Ben. Totally.
Yeah, tries, but I don't think he does.
Oh, in the show he does.
Does he? Well, because in the book, Nick walks up.
Well, yeah.
And he's
in
like,
the show
hey.
He does too, but he's already kind of...
He was just kind of like pushing him against the wall.
Oh, in the show, he's like full on kissing him.
Oh.
Like, pushing him against the wall.
Maybe he was trying to kiss him in the book.
Making a move. Being like, I know you like me. Like, you can't hide. Like,
okay,
you,
wait,
you
I, found
like blah, blah, blah.
I found another one. I found another one for volume four. If my computer will freaking click on it. Which volume four was my favorite.
I can't remember. I read them so long ago that I can't remember what each one is dedicated to.
This one said, so it has author-provided warnings.
Mm-hmm, great.
Anorexia,
yep.
Self-harm, mm-hmm. Psychiatric ward, OCD, therapy, bullying.
Yep, that sounds about right. Man, Charlie's story in Heartstopper just broke my heart.
I know. And then it says additional trigger warnings, anxiety, biphobia, depression, homophobia, transphobia.
All of the homophobia in Heartstopper is just... profoundly annoying.
But I guess my whole point in that was some of them are unnecessary, I think.
Yeah.
Those were all good examples of trigger warnings, but there are some trigger warnings that are like, is that really necessary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the pandemic.
Like the pandemic. I'll try to find more examples, but...
Well, okay. Well, then here's a good question for you.
Okay.
What is the weirdest acknowledgement or trigger warning that you've read in romance books, specifically?
In romance
weirdest,
books?
Weirdest, yeah. Man, it's a hard question. I haven't thought about it.
I know. I'm trying to think of, like, a romance book that I read recently.
I don't read romance very often.
Okay. How about this?
Are you just looking up, like, romance book, like... trigger warnings.
I'm looking up the Dreamland Billionaire series, because that's the last one I read. Because
okay.
I feel like that's a good romance. Like, to me, when I read it, I didn't think there would be any trigger warnings.
Mm.
Because, I don't know, they were pretty mild. They were graphic, but like sexually graphic.
Yeah.
But this says trigger warnings, rape, abusive relationship, intimate partner abuse and violence. Any of that in that series.
It was probably very vaguely touched on.
Yeah.
Which is why I think sometimes trigger warnings can be misleading.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Maybe it's like literally the main plot.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes it's something so minimal, and if you read a trigger warning that says that, and then you just decide not to read the book, and it's just like,
The Smallest Little Thing.
Oh, The Dare by Harley LaRue. I've actually read this one. The Dare.
I don't think I've read that.
It's a very short one. It's like, I want to say 80 pages. This book is intended for those over the age of legal adulthood. All characters depicted herein are over 18 years of age. This book contains graphic sexual scenes, including intense fetish, kink, and BDSM-related activities. This book is strictly a work of fictitious fantasy. The kinks and fetishes within. Erotic humiliation, degradation, fear play, pain play, knife play, consensual non-consent. Consensual non-consent. Interesting. Orgasm.
Maybe that's like a...
It's like a role play type of thing, probably. Here's where the clowns come in. So, orgasm denial, boot worship, spanking, crying, blowjobs, clowns.
Crying? Like itself? Did you say crying?
Yeah.
Or like, was that crying included?
It's a kink, yeah. Crying. That seems kind of toxic, don't it? Liking when someone cries when you're like...
Oh, as a kink? I thought you meant like as a trigger warning.
I thought
you meant as a trigger warning. No, it's crying. As a kink. I was like, that's a little excessive. I get it. Okay, I see.
But the rest is not important. But it does say clowns on there, and I'm a little like, is that a kink?
Is it a kink? That's weird. That's weird.
Sweet. No, literally, someone said clowns. I'm worried about Olivia T. Turner's husband. Knife play? Meh. Clowns? You go too far.
Yeah. Like knives? Normal.
What is happening outside? Oh, someone's dying. It's fine.
That was very long. Did you hear? Yeah. I thought it was like a...
No, I heard it.
Air horn or something. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So this is on the anxiety Reddit.
Okay.
And it's venting. Someone is venting about something. So this is from Romancesque Grouse. The title is Sick of Trigger Warnings. Lately, I've been getting annoyed with trigger warnings in books. Not so much the idea of having them. I think it's necessary to let readers know if the book contains upsetting, troubling subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
The issue I have with them is that the author will add something along the lines of, if you are dealing with a mental health condition at the moment, wait until you feel better, or just don't read this book at all. As someone who has had anxiety issues, I find this a little demeaning. I mean, does the fact that I have anxiety mean I'm unable to enjoy a perfectly good piece of literature? I won't get a panic attack just by reading about one. I know this isn't the case for some people, and I am by no means saying that's wrong or anything. I just think that trying to bar someone from reading a book because of a mental health condition adds to the stigma, since it implies that those of us with a mental illness are unable to do anything without getting triggered. Maybe they could reword it to, this book contains sensitive subject matter about mental illness. If this makes you uncomfortable, or if you think this could be a potential trigger for you, think carefully before reading. Or, if you want, you can decide not to read this book at all. This gives you more choice over your own mental health than someone telling you outright what to do. Mm-hmm. Has anyone else ever noticed this, or is it just me? I will say that was the rewording section, that was really wordy. You can just say, read at your own discretion.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. I mean, you can say, like, this contains this, read at your own discretion. Uh-huh. That's it, literally all it needs to say, really.
Yeah.
Like, because that covers everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it.
And I do still think that in that situation, like, if you are someone who is, like, really heavily dealing with depression or anxiety or something, maybe you should look up trigger warnings before you read a book. Like me personally, you know, I deal with depression and anxiety and all of the things.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean can't read this book just because, you know, maybe I'm not having a good mental health day or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be triggered by it, but I know that.
I will say this for like the Mindfuck series. There were certain days where I was reading those novellas and I was not in the mood for smut at all. I remember skipping past those smut scenes.
Yeah.
I literally just came upon a scene that was smut and I just turned the pages until I got past it.
And like,
I didn't even read it at all.
How hard is that? It's not.
And I'm not saying that's the only right way to do it. That's how I do it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And I think that's totally fair. Like, if it's something that's not going to add to your interpretation of the reading of the book, then it doesn't matter, you know? Because the authors are writing these books for literally expecting and wanting, inviting a reader's interpretation, their own interpretation. Right. Let readers read it however they want to read it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just how it goes. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
So
I do agree with that poster about like the way it, you know, was worded in the beginning.
Yeah.
If you have anxiety or depression, maybe don't read this.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair to feel that way. I also think maybe it's a little like you're being overdramatic.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they probably could have worded it better, but like you get what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not but, barring like, anyone from gonna, reading it.
Why are they so annoyed with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
How is it?
Some people just get like just up in arms about things pretty easy, man.
I don't get it. Like you said, how easy is it to just skip over something you don't want to read? How easy is it to just not pay attention to the content warning?
Yep, exactly. And that's how
I don't think they're necessary, but doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's hurting anybody.
It's not hurting anybody. It is helping people.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's personally necessary.
I think those of you who are reading trigger warnings, I personally think you're spoiling yourself on the book, and I think you're going to have a less exciting reading experience. But you know what? That's up to you. You do your own thing, you know, like whatever. And I understand the reasons behind it. Like I get it in certain situations. If you're just reading trigger warnings because you want to spoil yourself on the book, I don't understand you.
Yeah, no.
But like if you have a reason, like you're making sure that this certain trope is not in the book because it triggers you, then I get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Here's a question that I think I know the answer to. Cinema Chick writes, would you read more books if they had content tags, trigger warnings, or a rating system? Why or why not?
Would I read more books if they did have those things?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, me neither. I honestly find trigger warnings at beginnings of books to be just like another like...
Unnecessary.
Almost like a table. It's like the beginning stuff, all those beginning pages that show like the copyright and stuff. It's just another one of those pages.
You just keep like you the just, cover
you
page,
don't read it.
Like the dedication. I don't even read the dedication.
No, me neither.
Keep going.
There have been
times... Let's get to chapter one.
if the dedication is short enough, my eyes will skim it to a point where I read it, but like not intentionally.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like the same for like the author notes at the back of the book.
Yeah.
No one reads those.
No one reads it.
If you read those, why?
No, this was a thing that we covered on, I think, our prologue episode where we were talking about certain things. And someone was like, do you look up, like, author's information if you like a book? And we're like, no. But some people do. Some people feel really connected to the authors that they're reading. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know what? I want to know more about this person to get more perspective into their writing style. And I'm like, eh.
I'll just read more of their books.
Exactly. What does this mean? Okay, so... Gordioi, I don't know how to pronounce that, writes, should books with rape have trigger warnings in the blurb?
Like, the blurb is like the back of the book, right?
Okay. Why the back and not the front? Or, like, do you mean the back cover?
Like, the back cover, like the description of the book.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't think so. I mean... I don't know. That's a hard one. I don't think they necessarily need to include it in the description of the book, but
no.
That should probably be
somewhere. I don't think it needs to be on the back. Like, for those of us who don't want to read the trigger warnings, we a lot of times do read the summary that's on the back of the book.
Yeah.
So I don't want it to be there in the open. I think it's better to have a separate page in the book where you can decide to read it if you want to, or you can just kind of skip past it.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Instead of being right there out in the open.
Yeah, we don't need... Yeah.
I don't think
And,
I
like,
do that.
I guess also, what do you mean in regards to rape? Is it, like, part of somebody's backstory? Like, did that happen to them in the past?
Yeah, you see, that's
different. Is it something that happens to them during the book? Like, you know, that could be different. Is it just a mention of it, or is it...
Yeah, it's very...
More detailed.
It's a very different thing. Here's a hot take, at least according to what I've been talking about this entire thing. Devil Master King... comments.
Interesting.
Trigger warnings don't spoil anything in a book. I don't see why people think having trigger warnings somehow spoil a book. It's just a list of subject matters some readers may have a hard time reading about. Nothing about it spoils any scenes or dialogue in books. Dialogue is spelled wrong, by the way. So why is it whenever it's brought up anywhere on the internet, people get upset over it and say it will spoil the story?
Okay. First example I thought of was death. We looked up trigger warnings a while ago.
Absolutely.
And one of them was death. If I read death in a trigger warning, I know somebody in this book is about to die.
And then as you're reading, you go through and you're
going to die.
And you're seeing this buildup and you're like, nope, this person's going to die. Instead of having your own inner dialogue where you're thinking it, but you don't know it, after you've read trigger warnings and you know there's a major death, you can think about these things and you're literally looking for it.
Yeah.
You're literally trying to find it.
Okay.
Instead of living with the characters.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to escape into this world. Think of it as if you're rereading a book. It's not the same as reading it for the first time.
No.
It's not the same experience. You're not getting the authentic experience of this book.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Or think of it as a TV show. If you're watching a TV show and somebody's already seen it, and they're like, oh, this episode is going to be make you really sad. So then the whole episode, you're watching it, and you're like, thinking of all of the bad things that are going to happen during this episode that's going to make you sad.
Yeah.
So then you're like, you know, not even paying attention to it, really. You're just thinking about this, you know, what's going to make me sad. Same thing, I think.
Well, there's a comment on this. Invisible Space Vamp actually says pretty much what you said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind spoilers that much, but I have read trigger warnings like major character death. Explain to me how this is not considered a spoiler.
Yeah, exactly.
And no one comments on it. No one puts a comment on it, because I would have liked to see the main, the person that posted write something on it. But yeah, I think that's hilarious that they literally touched on what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Because that is true. Like anywhere, like I have done trigger warnings for some of my stuff on that I posted on Wattpad years ago. And some of it was like major character death or minor character death, because in my books, I kill a lot of characters. Like, I'm the kind of person, don't get too attached to a character because they die.
Yeah.
And that does kind of spoil you. But, I mean, death is a major trigger for some people, so I completely get that.
Earlier, we looked up trigger warnings for the Heartstopper series, which I just read.
Yeah.
And had I looked up those trigger warnings before I read them, it would have spoiled it for me.
Yeah,
because
going into it, you don't know that Charlie has an eating disorder until later on in the book.
And that, like, crushed me.
Yeah.
That, like, I cried.
Point
but if I would have known that, it wouldn't have affected me the same.
Yeah, exactly.
It spoiled it.
It wouldn't have brought forth the intended reaction. Okay, so someone actually asked this. They seem like a noob to all of this, so let's answer the question.
Okay,
okay. The person SherlockHound69 writes, what are trigger warnings, and do books have them? I'm sorry if this sounds dumb. I showed some of my work to a friend, and they told me in the review to add a trigger warning since it has violence. What is a trigger warning? What does a trigger warning do? Why would a story need a trigger warning? How do publishers view trigger warnings?
First of all, it's not a dumb question.
I don't think so either.
If you don't know something, ask.
Yeah.
So I guess the purpose of a trigger warning is just to let the readers know of any sensitive topics that might be talked about in your book.
That might be triggering.
That might, you know, make them feel some type of way
that
emotionally.
Anything that might bring forth a reaction that is going to have a negative effect on a person.
Yes. Exactly.
Basically what trigger warnings are for is to prevent bad reactions.
Yeah. I just thought of something. I'm going to way backtrack here for a second.
Yeah.
So earlier when we were talking about the pandemic one.
Yeah.
I just had this like random thought. Okay. Say somebody's cat died.
Okay.
Okay. And they're sad and they're reading a book.
Yeah.
And the person in the story has a cat. Is that going to trigger somebody? Is that going to trigger that person because their cat died and this person's talking about having their cat? Do you see what I'm saying?
That's what the trigger warning animal death is for.
No, I'm not even saying animal death. I'm just saying a cat in general.
Oh, just having a cat in general. Yeah,
you
see, where do we draw the line, man?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Know.
Like, how soft are people nowadays?
I'm in no means comparing a cat to, like, rape or anything like that.
No,
but I'm just saying there's definitely a line. But, like,
it's
where is it?
It.
Where is the line?
I mean, if we're trigger warning the pandemic, then obviously we're getting to a point where everyone is super soft.
Yeah.
And we need to apply a trigger warning to everything.
Have a little bit thicker skin.
Yeah. You are naive if you think that pandemics do not exist.
Yeah.
And do not happen.
We are not the, this is not the
first. I can tell you live in America.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sheltered.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to get into this. Is there anything that gives you the ick? Any trigger warning that, I mean, I don't think, like we said before, there's nothing that I've dropped a book for, but mm-hmm. is there something that you read and you're like, you know what, this is something I generally don't like reading about?
I haven't came across any, but I don't know if anything would trigger me.
I think we touched on pretty much everything, I think.
Yeah.
This was good. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this little talk we had about trigger warnings. Mm-hmm. I actually had more fun talking about this than I thought I would, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like there are a lot of hot takes.
Yeah, it's a hot topic for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun to sort through it all with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, and we will see you in the next episode.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.